America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Today is Monday, May 6th. What to know about more tense confrontations on college campuses, including one that's gone viral. Also, where major tornadoes are possible today. Plus, we'll talk about the Air Force plan for AI-powered fighter jets, how much it now costs to own a pet in the U.S., and one of the most dramatic finishes in Kentucky Derby history. Those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It was another chaotic weekend on college campuses as law enforcement tried to crack down on protests. Now, protesters have started to interrupt graduation ceremonies. For example, commencements for Northeastern University, the University of Michigan, Indiana University, and elsewhere. Though they all ended peacefully. As we told you a couple of weeks ago, the University of Southern California canceled its main graduation ceremony altogether. And yesterday, police removed an encampment from USC's campus for a second time. Across town, UCLA says it's going to resume in-person classes this week. That campus has been shut down ever since counter-protesters attacked a pro-Palestinian encampment last week. And now students can return, but there will still be extra law enforcement on campus, and the school has created a new Office of Campus Safety. Over the weekend, police also clashed with protesters at the University of Virginia, the Art Institute of Chicago, and elsewhere. Overall, about 2,500 people have been arrested across about 50 campuses since these protests started last month. As you know, this all stems from the Israeli-Hamas war in Gaza. Student protesters mostly want their universities to divest from companies tied to Israel, though some are just calling for a peaceful end to the war. And then there are others who have made anti-Semitic remarks and violent threats. Counter-protesters have started coming out more, too. And at some places, they've sparked even more tension. For example, at Ole Miss. You may have seen videos circulating online over the weekend that showed counter-protesters taunting a group of pro-Palestinian protesters. It's not clear how it all started, but there is one confrontation that's especially drawn a lot of attention. A Black woman who's a graduate student at the school approached a group of mostly white men who were counter-protesting. One man imitates the sounds and dance of a monkey toward her, while others in the crowd chanted, "Lock her up." After videos of the incident went viral, the school's chancellor wrote a letter to students saying some statements were offensive, hurtful, and unacceptable. And he said the school has launched an investigation. So the U.S. has reportedly paused a delivery that was meant to go to the Israeli military. News outlets like Axios and CNN cite sources who say American-made ammunition was supposed to go out last week, but that the Biden administration put it on hold, though they didn't give a reason for the delay. And the White House, so far, has not commented. Some reports suggest it could have something to do with tensions over Israel's next battle plan. Israel still says it will invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinian refugees are taking shelter. During meetings last week, the U.S. Secretary of State told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that an invasion would negatively impact the allies' relationship. Meanwhile, Egyptian and Qatari mediators are still trying to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. America's CIA director, Bill Burns, joined those talks over the weekend. There's another controversy out of Israel. The Israeli government decided to shut down the Al Jazeera television network, which is a major source of news in the Arab world. The network has highlighted civilian suffering in Gaza during the war and has published some statements from Hamas as well as Israel. And now Netanyahu is accusing Al Jazeera of harming Israel's security and inciting violence against its soldiers. But critics, including many journalism organizations, denounce the decision as anti-democratic. Either way, Al Jazeera says it's going to continue its Gaza war coverage. It just won't be able to transmit from Israel, and the network won't be seen there. The Israeli government made sure of that by going with police to seize equipment from Al Jazeera's office. For now, the shutdown is set for 45 days, though it could be extended. Another American congressman is accused of taking bribes from another country. Democrat Henry Cuellar from Texas and his wife were indicted on more than a dozen federal charges. The Justice Department says they took nearly $600,000 from an oil company that's owned by the government of Azerbaijan and a Mexican bank. In exchange, he's accused of pushing American policy in favor of Azerbaijan and of helping the bank lobby against anti-money laundering enforcement policies, among other things. Cuellar says he's innocent and that before he did anything, he got legal advice from the House Ethics Committee and a national law firm. He's fighting the charges and still running for re-election. But while the case is pending, he'll step down from the Homeland Security Appropriations Committee. If he is convicted, Cuellar could spend decades in prison. More than 25 million people could be in the path of life-threatening storms today. The severe weather threat extends from Dallas, Texas to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Though the highest risk is from Oklahoma City to Wichita, Kansas. The National Weather Service says the system could cause strong, long-track tornadoes, very large hail, and hurricane-force winds. This just continues an especially active spring for tornadoes. Last month, the U.S. saw the second most tornadoes of any April on record. And the U.S. has already had nearly 600 tornado reports so far this month, which is also above average. But don't expect it to end here. There is a threat of severe storms somewhere in the U.S. through Wednesday. So stay tuned. All right, we have much more news for you still ahead. But first, I'm excited to tell you about our sponsor, Hiya Health. As parents, we always want to do the best we can for our kids. And one easy way that I found to make sure my toddler is getting the nourishment he needs is with Hiya's children's vitamins. Not only does Hiya fill the most common gaps in modern children's diets, but also these vitamins taste great. Or at least my kiddo thinks so because he takes one every morning with enthusiasm. And unlike other options, Hiya is made with zero sugar and zero gummy junk. Hiya is designed for kids 2 and up, so I started my toddler on Hiya vitamins right after he turned 2, even before Hiya was a podcast sponsor, and we're still taking them almost a year later. So yes, I was thrilled when they wanted to partner. I also recommend checking out their new Kids Probiotic and Nighttime Essentials. Again, we had started giving my toddler the probiotic a while ago, and he loves it. And I love that I know his body is getting what it needs. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. You can receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/newsworthy. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to Hiya, H-I-Y-A, health, health.com/newsworthy, and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Okay, now back to the news. It's a good time to celebrate a couple of different everyday heroes in our lives. For starters, it's Teacher Appreciation Week. The National Parent Teacher Association has deemed this year's theme, Teachers Are Shining Stars. And it has an online toolkit with ideas on how to thank the teachers in your life. We'll link to that in our episode notes. Teachers can also take advantage of a ton of deals this week from places like Scholastic, Staples, Stitch Fix, TGI Fridays, Buffalo Wild Wings, and more. And it's also National Nurses Week, dedicated to celebrating the contributions of healthcare workers across the country. And the week ends on the birthday of Florence Nightingale, aka the founder of modern nursing. NurseJournal.org says if you want to get a present for a nurse in your life, think about self-care gifts or quality scrubs, or at the very least, a thank you. Nurses can also get discounts and freebies this week at Outback Steakhouse, Lululemon, Skechers, Chipotle, and more. The U.S. Air Force has a plan to bring on a fleet of fighter jets powered by artificial intelligence, not human pilots. It will apparently be cheaper than the current fleet of manned fighters and won't put pilot lives at risk. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall just rode in the cockpit of one of the jets on Friday. It went nearly nose-to-nose with a human-piloted fighter jet as they raced within 1,000 feet of each other, twisting and looping at more than 550 miles an hour. At the end of the flight, Kendall said he'd trust this AI with the ability to decide whether or not to launch weapons in war, though he clarified to say there will always be human oversight in the system when weapons are used. Still, some arms control experts and humanitarian groups say they have concerns that one day AI could be used to drop bombs without human consultation. So they're calling for more restrictions. For now, the Air Force is planning for an AI-enabled fleet of more than 1,000 unmanned warplanes. The goal is for the first of them to be in use by 2028. Boeing is finally set to launch astronauts to the International Space Station. Tonight is the first flight of Boeing's Starliner capsule with a crew on board. Two veteran NASA pilots will check out the spacecraft during the test drive and a week-long stay at the ISS. Now, this comes after years of delays and stumbles for Boeing. And during that time, SpaceX has made 9 trips for NASA. Assuming this test flight goes well, NASA's plan is to alternate between Boeing and SpaceX, at least until the ISS is out of commission. Both companies' capsules are designed to be autonomous and reusable. Today's flight is set to lift off at 10:30 p.m. from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Some of the world's biggest fashion icons are getting ready to put some of their best looks on display. New York City's Metropolitan Museum of Art is hosting its annual Met Gala tonight. A ticket is pretty hard to come by. Not only does it cost about $50,000, but it's invite only. There are a few people who don't actually pay to be there, though, since some designers decide to buy an entire table and pick their own guests. This year's theme is Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion, which goes hand in hand with a dress code, the Garden of Time. What actually goes on inside the event is supposed to be a secret. In fact, guests are not allowed to have their phones inside and are discouraged from talking about it. The red carpet will be live streamed across Vogue's social media pages and website starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. This year's Kentucky Derby was won by a nose, or really by a nostril. It was the closest three-horse finish since 1947. The top three horses were actually so close that it took several minutes after the race to figure out who won. In the end, it was Mystic Dan, who was considered a long shot. And with that, the horse earned a winning share of $3.1 million and a place in horse racing history. Owners receive 80% of the prize money, though the jockey and trainer each take home 10%. Normally, the Derby-winning horse would start training for the next leg of the Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes, but the Mystic Dan's trainer has not yet committed to entering him in Preakness. He says he's going to let the horse decide. That's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Something I've realized about myself over the years is that I do like to talk things out, process what's going on in my life through discussing it, and then I feel better. And while I have great friends and family, I don't want to be constantly talking to them about all my stressors, big and small. But then again, I don't want to keep them bottled up either. That would just lead to more problems. So that's one of the many reasons I appreciate therapy. It's a time to get all the things off my chest, no need to hold back, and then I actually get helpful responses and guidance from a professional. If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is an online-only option designed to be convenient and flexible for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And from there, you can feel it out and switch therapists anytime to make sure you get the right fit for you for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Money Monday. So caring for an animal has become more and more expensive lately. And a lot of that has to do with veterinary bills. New federal data shows the cost of urban vet care is up 8% from just last year. And over the last decade, it's gone up by nearly 60%. As Vox reports, there are several reasons for this spike. For example, increased demand because pets were adopted at record rates during the pandemic. Plus, there's a vet shortage. And veterinary medical supplies are costing more, along with more technologically advanced diagnostic tests. But vet care isn't the only cost involved with having a pet. The ASPCA estimates the cost of owning a cat or a dog ranges from $700 to more than $1,000 each year, depending on the size and breed of the animal. And that's assuming your pet is healthy and doesn't require any specialty visits or emergency care. All right, thank you so much for listening and for coming back each day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.